September the 4th, 2020, Friday morning. If I'm a little red-faced, I've been out mowing. And it'll do it to you. Especially out on this old hill. Anyway, I want to thank Mark and Rosette for helping me mow this morning. They both did an excellent job. A lot better job than I did. Anyway, glad to have you with us this morning. We're going over to Facebook. And hello, Facebook. Like I said to YouTube, if I'm a little red-faced, it's because I've been out mowing. Happy 4th September, Friday morning. I've entitled this video, Rest in the Lord and Wait Patiently for Him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Take heed and be quiet. Fear not, neither be faint-hearted. Be still and know that I am God. Isaiah 7:4. Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? John 11:40 and Psalm 46:10. The loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. Isaiah 2:17. Mary sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Luke 10:39 and 42. In returning and in rest, ye shall ye be saved, and quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Isaiah 2:17, Isaiah 30:15. Continue with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Psalm 37:7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Psalm 112, 7 and 8. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He that believeth shall not make haste. Isaiah 28:16. Well, we see almost all of these scriptures have to do with resting in the Lord. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day about people who are so into keeping the Sabbath. And I'm not teaching people to not keep the Sabbath. I'm not teaching anyone to break the Ten Commandments, but what I am saying is that those that keep the Sabbath are resting in the Sabbath. Christ said the Sabbath was not, you know, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That's what Christ told the accusers of the disciples who were out gathering corn on the Sabbath day. And he reminded them of David. And David went into the priest and asked him for the bread, because he needed something to eat. Well, you know, sometimes we need something to eat on the Sabbath too, don't we? I can remember when I was coming up, early days, the church taught if you ate out on Sunday, you were breaking the Sabbath. If you took a drive out in the country on the Sunday afternoon, enjoying God's beautiful nature and resting in Christ, you were breaking his Sabbath. Well, Seventh-day Adventists are big on the Sabbath. They're still trying to keep the law. They're not proclaiming the grace of God. They're proclaiming the law of God. We're not under the law, we're under grace. And I have never met anyone in my lifetime. Maybe you can introduce me to someone if you know who's perfectly kept the Sabbath. In fact, I don't know anyone in the entire universe who's perfectly kept the Sabbath. So if you know that person, I'd like to be introduced to him, just like if you know anyone that's entirely sanctified. I'd like to meet that person too, John Wesley. So we are to rest in Christ. He's our rest. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, a solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Including perfectly keeping the Sabbath. Be still and know that I am God. The Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Have your heart fixed, trusting in the Lord. He that believeth shall not make haste. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice insomuch as you are partakers of Christ's sufferings, for when His glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. 1 Peter 4:12 and 13. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, while we look not at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. 2 Corinthians 4:17 and 18. Well, what does it mean to rest in Christ? Well, to rest in Christ means to believe that He is the only mediator between God and man. To believe that He is our High Priest. Believe that He is our Abba Father. Believe that we can come to Him in time of need. Believe that He cares and He's touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Believe that He died for us on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. Believe that He rose again from the dead and He's seated at the right hand of God in heavenly places. Believe that He's coming again for us. That's what resting in Christ is. Well, I'm going to conclude this short time we've had together with reminding us about being satisfied. Satisfaction comes from knowing that within my heart and mind there's an inner peace of glory in Christ I can find. A refuge for the soul when life is tough to take, Christ tells us in His Word, I will never thee forsake. Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what He said. Believing that He is living, having raised up from the dead. Christ the King of Glory is seated on His royal throne, and He intercedes for me when in my spirit I can only groan. Lord, show mercy to this floundering heart once more, I pray, so at sunrise, noon, or evening I may in Thy presence stay. May Your grace so envelop everything I say and do that the world will have no question that I am Your child too. Let the tribulations I go through be a witness of Your grace. May my enemies not overtake me. Let their curses be erased. May Your power, love, and purpose be demonstrated in my life, and may I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. And when I draw my last breath and I am taken home to be with You, may my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, that I'm now transcending into Your perfect rest. May the good Lord be with you this Friday. I hope you have a good weekend. God bless.